we get down to the last of the Proverbs, they're not done by Solomon. Chapter 30 is done by Agur, however you say that, and then 31, Lemuel. They're not sure who they are, so we're not going to try to figure it all out. But they are Proverbs and from God's Word, and so we look at Proverbs 30, verse 7. Two things have I required of thee, deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your precious word, and we pray that you would encourage us tonight as we learn of your truths. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. There are two things out of this passage of scripture. The first, we're stretching a little bit to pull it out, and that is, he says, I neither want to be poor nor rich. And the first principle we would draw is sometimes there needs to be a balance in life. Too much of one thing and not enough of another. There needs to be a balance. I'll just read for you a quote. We need a balance between work and play. Too much of either is unhealthy and distasteful. We need a balance between time alone and time with others. Too much of either takes a toll on us. We need a balance between independence and dependence. Either one all alone leads to problems. We need a balance between kindness and firmness, between waiting and praying, resisting and cooperating. We need a balance between saving and spending. We need a balance between taking in and giving out. We need a balance between wanting too much and expecting too little. We need balance between warm acceptance and keen discernment, between grace and truth. The first thing I would say, we all do need a little balance in life. You don't want too much of anything. You need to realize that life is full of options, but there needs to be a balance in all that we do. Too much work or not enough play or too much play is not good. But that's not the main point of the text. What I want to look at is a principle that you and I can learn about two areas of temptation in life, where we are tempted in this situation. And I want you to notice what he said again. Two things have I required of thee, deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies, give me neither poverty nor riches, feed me with food convenient for me. The vanity and lies is wanting too much of one or the other. And he says, just give me a balance. Don't let me have too much in the way of food and wealth. And don't allow me to be in poverty. But then he tells the reason why in verse 9. And verse 9 starts with the first one. Lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? There he means, lest I have too much and be satisfied, deny thee, and basically say, I don't need the Lord because I have plenty. You could draw it out and pull it out into a much larger principle, and that blessing can cause us, when we are blessed, to neglect God and important matters in life. You know, there's a great joy in being blessed, but there's also a danger that when you're blessed and you have plenty, there is a tendency to not need the Lord as much as if you're on your knees destitute. One of the first temptations that comes to all of us is that area of being blessed and thus not leading the Lord as much. I have observed it over the years I've been here in Boston with various folks. When life is going difficult, there is a more need for God. When life is doing okay, they don't need the Lord as much. You and I have to be careful that when we are full, he says, deny thee and say, who is the Lord? And the idea is we'll say, well, I don't need the Lord. I don't need him as much. When you've got everything you need, you've got all the blessings you need, you don't feel the need to pray as much. You don't feel the need to ask God for things because you have all that you need, and you don't feel the need to maybe pray for others because your life is doing good. And he said, Lord, make sure that I have just what I need, but lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? He said to Israel when they got ready to go into the land, he said, be careful. In Deuteronomy, when you have all the food you need, and I brought you in the land of milk and honey, and everything is a wonderful blessing, be careful that you do not neglect me. There is a tendency in humanity, when all is going well, we don't need the Lord that much. In the South, we have a church on every corner. In the North, they don't. And when they do have churches that are pretty good, people will come an hour away to that church because churches are not that plenteous and there are not that many churches. And so they'll come a long way. Some that have traveled have said, you know, they'll come as far as an hour when it's a good church. And say, oh, hey, you got church here, church there, church there, church here. You got church anywhere. There's a problem. That's good. That's really good. But there's a problem. We're blessed with so many churches, people may not need it as much. Be careful when you are full and blessed. Of course, you're never going to deny the Lord and say, who is he? But be careful that you don't need the Bible as much. I found in my own life that if I'm doing pretty good, life's going pretty good, I might neglect praying a little more fervently. I might neglect reading my Bible a little more. When you just get full and life is going good, he says, please, Lord. And you know what he's praying for? He's really praying for character. He says, lest I be full, deny thee. Make sure, Lord, that even if I'm blessed, help me not to fall away from you. That's a danger. Not necessarily going into some terrible sin, just a danger of neglect. You know, you can neglect a lot of things in life. Well, you know, I haven't seen so-and-so for a while. Yeah, I know, I've been busy, just been doing good. Life's moving on. You can neglect the Lord as you can neglect people. So that's the first temptation. Look around you. Observe people. Do you know in America, there are people who are suffering. There's no doubt about that. But do you know in America, if you compare us with foreign countries, we are very blessed. My goodness, we have everything we need. And if you don't have it, you can run to Walmart or Publix or anywhere. You can get pretty well anything you want. We're blessed. And when we're blessed, we don't need God as much. Then he said the second thing, which I think is interesting. Then he said, or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. What he means when he says take the name of my God in vain, he's not referring to swearing. What he means is lest I dishonor the Lord. Agar is expressing a strong character. And in this strong character, he is saying, Lord, I'm praying to you. Make sure that if I'm full, help me not to neglect you and say, well, who are you? But on the other hand, if I become poor, and the word poor there is destitute, help me not to go and steal and profane your name. In Agar's mind, the idea of stealing is foreign. My goodness, to him, That would be awesome. Now today, you know, people still like crazy. But for most of you here tonight, the idea that you were going to go, you know, dear, we're a little short on some money here. Oh, okay. Well, don't worry. When I get to the bank this week and deposit, I'll rob from them. Most of us don't think that way. I've got a plan, you know. We can rob the bank and we can make off of plenty of money. Well, to him, that's like, lest I be poor and steal, and then in that dishonor the name of the Lord. But once again, let's back it up to a bigger principle. On the one hand, when you are blessed, you have a tendency to neglect spiritual matters. But when you have great need, you are tempted to meet that need in a wrong way. You know how many times I've heard people say, well, I was really hurting. I was really lonely. There wasn't anything wrong with what I did. I was really lonely. Doesn't God not want me to be lonely? Well, no. But not to meet that need the way you're meeting it. You see, one of the things you need to observe is either people are neglecting God because they're blessed, or either when they have great need, they're tempted to do wrong that they know. Oh, no, I'd never steal. Well, probably not. But in great need, you might go, well, I don't know, let's maybe cheat on our taxes a little bit, or let's do something else. You know, we need, or maybe I won't give as much, or I have great need. You know, that's what Satan did with Eve. Oh, you're missing out on something, Eve. God's withholding what you need. And what you really need is this one tree that will meet your needs. And there are many people in America today who have need. And the world has given them wonderful ways to meet that need. And to make that need proficient for them by whatever they may do. There's two dangers in the Christian life. One, to be blessed and neglect. The other is to have great need and do wrong and justify it. That's the problem. When you're tempted, there are other ways that will tempt you, but I will guarantee you, if you will observe people and you will observe life, you will find those two dynamics are happening. When there is great need, there's great temptation to do wrong, even though the person knows I should not do this. But after all, doesn't God want me happy? Yeah, but he's the only one that knows how to make you happy. So which is it? Be careful. You know, I'm greatly blessed. You're greatly blessed too. And there's a danger. You know, come tomorrow morning, I got some money in the bank, got a car to drive, got a house to live in, got food, probably going to eat my fruit pops tonight at 10 o'clock when I shouldn't, but I probably will. I got plenty to do. There's a danger. Yeah, I don't need to read my Bible as much. After all, I'm doing good. Watch it. And then there's a danger when you're not doing good and there is great need, and you probably in your mind, I can think of people right now in my brain who, when they had need, they found the way to meet that need by doing wrong. So you know what he said? Lord, two things I require of thee, and deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies, which has to do with all this. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Lord, take good care of me, and just provide what I need, and don't make me too wealthy, but Lord, don't allow me to be too poor, lest I follow one or the other and begin to fall away from you or begin to do those things which are wrong. If you will observe people, they're either doing one of those two things. They're either neglecting or they're finding another way to meet their need outside of God's boundaries. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the lesson of Agar, and help us, Lord, to be balanced in life, but also help us to be aware we are very blessed, and in being very blessed, we might deny, we would never deny you as Christians, but we might just be a little neglectful. Because when there is a great need, we might pray more as fine Christians, but when there's not, we might not pray as much. And Lord, we pray for many people who have great need, or they think they do, and they find the wrong way to get the answer to it. Some even steal today. Others do other things. So Lord, help us all to be very careful and pray for others and help them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.